you know what happened last week, listener? I was in my sick bed getting over a summer bug, and I thought, well, I'll still listen in on a Thursday, even though I'm, you know, Nick's not on my show this week, I'll still listen in. And there I was, laying under the duvet, and then he brings in the news team at sort of 7:25, my usual slot, and he says, oh, come in, guys, you can help me fill some time. And I thought, that's marvellous, that's all I am, is a stocking filler. I expect I'm only on at 8:35 per day, because Ben Coomer's not available.
No, we've had to rest him, because he was found face down in a cake shop, chewing on a Battenberg.
Oh, it'd have gone into carb overdrive, wouldn't it? God, he wouldn't have liked that. Anyway, I can't offer the same nutritional value today, listener, so we'll have a good go. But what got me thinking, your whole thing about Facebook and selfies, and people up to, well, hang on, there's a train going past, all that sort of stuff, got me thinking about birthdays. You know, back in the day, you used to simply send a greetings card, didn't you? But now, it's a happy birthday card. It's a text message, happy birthday text. It's a birthday Facebook message. I mean, the list goes on and on. But with that in mind, I'd like to wish my brother, Graham, a happy birthday for today. So he's got a very special radio birthday as well.
Well, that was fairly cheap for him, for you, wasn't it? You know, getting the card
now,
as well.
It cost me a couple of bottles of Sambuca as well. But,
oh, fair enough. Okay.
But also the rain, wasn't that good? Wasn't that long overdue? I mean, I woke up this morning to what felt like a good few inches, and I thought, that's really going to freshen the garden up. But isn't it funny how we're never satisfied in this country? Oh, it's too hot. Oh, we need some rain. Then we have rain. Oh, we've had too much rain. I mean, we're never satisfied, are we, Nick?
Well, but the weather has been all over the shop, and we've had really hot weather. We don't have normal weather anymore. It's just extremes now, isn't it?
It's been a tad humid, isn't it?
It has. Close. Clammy.
It's been very clammy, close. But, and of course, this week we've had the royal baby. I'm very excited about that, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, actually, because I'm a royalist on the whole. And, you know, I don't think it's a perfect system, but I think it's pretty good. And actually, most important, it's a young couple who've brought a new little baby into the world.
Well, I looked at the pictures. They keep regurgitating these pictures of Charles and Diana, and, you know, Diana's in a similar maternity frock polka dot, as was the Duchess of Cambridge. But what struck me, that, you know, Charles came out with William all those years ago, and he's in a very stiff suit, collar, tie, you know, and there's William a lot more relaxed. Both neck shirt, sleeves rolled up. So it's a new approach. But I love the name, George Alexander Louis. So it's a nice touch to the Speedway fraternity there.
And I think the Royal George here in Ipswich will be pretty pleased with it as well.
The Royal George. But many were hoping for a break in tradition, weren't they? And that they would sort of go slightly off the beaten track. And if they'd have sort of followed what the Beckhams did, you know, a few years ago, you know, by naming their child after the place of its conception, you know, we could be waking up today with sort of the Prince Sea King of Cambridge.
You know? It would never work, would it? It would never work.
Well, it wouldn't work, would it? You'd have to explain it, obviously.